Good morning. Good morning. 11:08 a.m. on Monday, March the 2nd, 2026. 64 degrees. No. 58 degrees. 64 was yesterday and the day before. 58 degrees. Mostly cloudy. Still morning. Here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Put it in there, put this in my pocket, but I didn't look to make sure. I didn't shut it off. Okay, that's better. All right, settled it. Yeah, out working in the morning. It's a nice morning. They were saying it was probably going to rain, but if it did, I didn't see it. If it's gonna, it doesn't look it. Give it an hour, it could change probably. Anyway, hi, howdy. 2 day. Yeah, it's 2 day. A Monday, that's a 2 day. Music this morning is Beautiful Garbage. Had me bopping along. Sun is awful warm this morning for being this cool as it is. Still reading Tower Bound. I'm into book 3, I think. Super Red. I'm pretty sure it's 3. It's a fun story. I really like the way it's developing. I really am enjoying how the main character, Ren, is being constantly challenged. And quite frequently in the most ludicrous ways. That are still don't feel like they're sort of being generated by a random number table. There's so much background world building here. It's amazing. And I'm enjoying it greatly. It's a nice little breeze. I'm protected mostly from the breeze, from the wind. There's actually a pretty good wind blowing out of the west northwest. I did manage to get a little bit of satisfactory in before I had to put on my boots and take Seamus to his first checkup. He went to visit the doctor this morning, and we had a nice visit. He's in great health, looks good. Teeth are clean, he's had all his shots. We opted against the feline leukemia vaccine only because he's an indoor cat and an adult. It's not a vaccine they normally give to adult cats. So yeah, that's a thing. Also, he didn't get a Parasite screen because we didn't have the appropriate contribution overnight. We'll keep an eye on him. He is thin, but we're so used to having cats that are about 10 to 20% overweight that I wonder if it's just like normal three-year-old weight. Because, God, when you put him in there, you put him in the carrier and try to carry him, it's like he weighs 20 pounds. It's like he somehow magnifies gravity or something. But he is largely a well-behaved little boy. He didn't act up on the road. He wasn't happy about going in the crate, but we got him in the car. He had a couple things to say and then settled down, folded his paws and looked out, watched the world go by. So, yeah. Work for the day basically done. Put a stopper in one of my problems and so unsatisfactory this morning. I have to go get a bunch of new hard disks. I did not get the diluted fuel that I was looking for. So we'll have to keep looking. Trying not to add too many phases because you have to unlock stuff before they show up as alternate recipes, and I don't want to get a whole bunch of alternate recipes for things I don't want. So we'll see. So far I haven't collected that many, maybe 20, 25 total. I picked up some good stuff, don't get me wrong. Just not the ones I'm most interested in. Goose. Somewhere off in the distance behind me. Spring is definitely in the air. In spite of the fact that March and April are our two biggest snow months here, it really feels like spring is springing. And apparently daylight savings time, we spring ahead already again. Didn't we just do this? So my lovely 7 o'clock. Sunrise will become 6 o'clock sunrise, which is probably good. A little added incentive to get out after breakfast and before I lose my mind in Satisfactory or in whatever the wizard's next is. I'm thinking, I thought I knew what it was, but a better idea came along. Going up on it, get ready, chat with me. Monk post. I'm walking and not talking. I'm just sort of enjoying the day, pondering a somewhat suspect email I got asking about translation rights for The Wizard's Cat. And oddly, not the translation rights for the series. The cat has been number one or number two on the contemporary fantasy list on Amazon for like 8 or 9 weeks. As nice as that is, it's not really a significant statistic in terms of sales. It's actually not selling as well. It's my number two, not my number one book. Still selling good. I mean, it's still generating a lot of revenue. I'm not complaining. But it's interesting. And slightly suspect that this big shot publisher in the UK would be interested in me, in this book in particular. I am always a little bit leery of unsolicited offers that come in over the transom. And then again, yeah, I put off Random House for months, not realizing that it was Random House calling, was actually Random House calling. It was just as well because it didn't work out, but It's definitely a spring morning. Which is bad news. That means I have to go out. There's some stuff I need to prune before it damages the house anymore. It's a couple of pieces of flashing that have come loose that I need to glue down or something. Be interesting to see if all the work we've done on the house pays off this summer in terms of cooling bill. Hasn't been really enough to get a lot of a good look at how it's going to change the heating bill yet. The downside of having the heat resistant glass. It doesn't let heat in, it also doesn't let heat out. But when before in the winter you could sit in the living room and bask in the warmth of the sun, you can now bask in the light of the sun. But there's precious little heat. There's not a lot of warmth that's coming through those windows, which is on balance a good thing, because when summertime hits and the temperatures are over 110, the sun beating in there in the afternoon. Let's just say it won't be percolating the way it used to. We still haven't stained the new woodwork. I kind of like the pale wood. It's probably not the best thing for the wood itself, but I kind of like the way it looks. Here, getting ready to make the turn north. The wind has died down, which makes that sun feel extra hot. Anything going on down here? It's a little bit of green in the grass right next to the sidewalk. It doesn't go out very far. Not hearing a lot of birds. Feather. And some more feathers. Wonder if it's hawk finally got some. Speaking of which, the hawk is not up in its tree this morning, so it's off somewhere else. Not surprising. Willow sister's looking yellowy, willowy, droopy. couple of people with a little tiny kid, barely a toddler, walking them around to get on the slide. Wee! That must have seemed so high to somebody only like a foot and a half tall. Speaking of which, two kids this morning were coming back from the vet's office and saw two kids on scooters, regular, you know, push scooters. One kid had a regular two-wheel scooter. And the other one had one of those double front wheel scooters. Kid couldn't have been 5 years old. I really don't think he was 5 years old. He looked like three or four at the most. Tooling along, pumping to beat the band. He was just zooming. It was so funny. And then in his helmet, and he had on a kind of some kind of blue jumpsuit. It looked like a sleeper outfit, but he blue with white stars on it. He was just pumping it. It was so cute, but I laughed my butt off watching him do it. And he went around, and his father and his brother went around to the park. I saw them earlier. They went to one of the gentler slopes in the park, and they would roll down on their scooter and then pump back up and roll down on their scooter again. Dad undoubtedly trying to tire him out. I don't blame him. Anyway, look at me. Oh, it's lunchtime already. Well, not too surprising. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It's a 3-day, so I probably won't talk to you then. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, that's the day I'll talk to you.